I can already smell the gabagool. For those who either didn't grow up Italian-American or didn't watch The Sopranos.
Gabagool, over here.
What is gabagool? Terry Ragasa from Sutter Meats.
Gabagool, or we call it a capicola at our store. It is the end of the pork shoulder or the pork butt, which is the closest part to the head of the pig.
Wait a minute. So pig's butt is on its shoulder?
Pig's butt is on its shoulder, yeah. And there's a story about this saying the pork butt is at what are called Boston butt, everywhere but Boston area. Used to be a lot of pork processing done in the Boston area in the colonial times.
So you didn't need to call it Boston butt. It was just butt.
Just butt, yeah.
Chinese food in China is all just food.
But the processing was done there, and then they sent out the shoulders, stuff that they weren't using in the Boston area, to different ports, and they would ship them in these large 100-gallon barrels called butts. So when they came into ports, here come the Boston butts, and they're full of shoulders.
So it has nothing to do with an actual pig's bum.
No.
I'm talking with Terry Ragasa from Sutter Meat in Northampton and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. You are a resurgence of the old-timey deli. My mom used to go in our town in Norton, Massachusetts to Chatley Meat and get the cuts of meat and the salami and pepperoni that I grew up eating for lunch every single day. But you're bringing more of the local hero element to it and for a new generation.
The deli stuff is a pretty small part of what we do. The point is that we get whole animals from local farms. Mm-hmm. Everything comes from within 30 miles of our shop. We moved here from Brooklyn, where we consider local within 200 miles. So to be in this area where we have so many wonderful small farms to work with and that we could support is great.
And how did you end up here? I mean, you could have ended up anywhere in the country.
And we did look all over the country. I grew up in California. My wife's from upstate New York. But we found this area through some friends who went to school out in Hampshire. Then we hooked up with CISA. I've been like, wait a second, they've already done a lot of the research that we needed to do ourselves.
Thank you, CISA.
Thank you.
Yeah. Shameless plug.
So it made it easy. They introduced us to some farms, and it really helped us give us a jump start opening the shop. I trained all of my staff to be a traditional butcher, a whole animal butcher, so they can break down an entire 700-pound cow in an hour. And we all have that skill now, which is something that, you know, only 1% of our population has, probably, if that.
As somebody who is always sort of on the fence and morally conflicted about eating meat and killing meat, and yet am Italian, but it seems that the traditional butchery that you learned, that your niece learned,
yes,
who was a vegetarian, and actually it enhanced her life experience to get involved in this. I mean, no matter whether you eat vegetables only or animals, something must die for you to live.
And to be so closely associated with it, it helps you really respect what's being offered there. That's why customers come to us, is that they are tired of all the labels, they are tired of the middleman, they want to know exactly what's going on, they want that transparency. You know, with us, it's basically, it's a farm to us, to you. Not even a freezer involved there. You know, you can get something that's been on the farm a couple days ago and now it's on your plate at home.
What are some of the farms that you work with? And I was talking with Terry Ragasa from Sutter Meats.
Our primary pork farmer, he's actually been on the show before, Tyler Sage. He's out in Montague.
Yeah.
He was actually our first employee. When we were building out the shop, he came with a tin of cookies and just to bribe us to learn butchery. And
so we can bribe you to learn butchery. Okay, I know that. And then, cookies is all it takes.
That's just cookies. Yeah. But yeah, he went from being our head butcher to he was farming on the side, and now he's a full-time farmer out in Montague, and he raises heritage breed pork.
Is this his pork butt that I'm eating right now in the
gabagool? That's Tyler's butt you're eating.
Thanks, Tyler.
We also have Austin Brothers out in Belchertown. They do some great beef for us.
And I know you also do classes. What are some of the classes you have coming up?
So we do a really popular pork butchery class. It's a demonstration class where I break down a side of a pig, and we talk about the genetics, talk about the way it's been raised, we talk about all the different cuts and how to prepare them, and then the person in the class goes home with a nice selection of all the different cuts. And then we have a new class coming up, a hands-on chicken butchery class, where you're going to actually get a knife and you're going to butcher two chickens by yourself. You know, to help you save money, you're not going to have to buy all the parts anymore at the store. You can go and get your whole chicken, be confident to know that you could break it down yourself.
And help you realize whether or not you actually want to continue eating meat or not. That's a good first step.
There it is, yeah.
Terry Ragasa from Sutter Meats in Northampton and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.